3 of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll get back to this Ron Paul hit piece from the socialists. They've called us the enemy, and they are correct on that. I want to get back into that in a little while. We've got calls on the line. We're going to go to the phones. Sam has been waiting patiently in Texas on the amp line. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Back in hour one, you talked about a story, how to get what you want or something like that, and it had five rules.
Yeah, I think it was a few rules, yeah.
I think that story suffers from a really common misconception that a lot of people have, in that it focused on the doing. And it's really not about the doing at all.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of people in America who are overweight, don't honor their body, and would like to, and, you know, lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, to do that, all you need to do is go to the gym 3 times a week and eat healthy. But people don't do that. You know, what happens? You buy the gym membership, go a few times, and then, you know, stop going or make up excuses, whatever.
Sure. There are a lot of people that certainly are guilty of that, yes.
Something comes up, and that's because it's not about the doing. It's about your ways of being. It's the formula is really be, do, have.
So can you explain that?
Sure. By being, I mean your ways of being, that goes to the core of what makes you who you are, your core values, beliefs, everything that you have made up based on your experience of life up to this point.
So if you believe sort of in scarcity, if your life is about, you know, things, I can never hold on to things. I can never have, you know, enough stuff. If you're about scarcity, you're going to have scarcity.
Exactly. Let me tell you my story. I used to have credit card debt that was $6,000 to $8,000, mm-hmm, for a long time, from all through college and for years into my working life. And I got it completely paid off. Within 6 months, it was right back to $6,000. And then I took,
wow,
another year. I paid it off completely again, had an actual credit of $1,000 on my credit card. And within 4 months, it was back at $4,000. And a few months later, it was back to $6,000. So what was happening there? It's not, I was focusing on the doing and getting it paid off, but it's really, when people have money problems, that typically goes back to their self-worth. They have issues with the way that they see themselves. I'm not worthy of having this money or something.
Money's the root of all evil.
Yes, all of these little things that we make up that end up running our lives without even realizing it.
Hmm.
So it wasn't until I really changed who I am and how I look at money that I haven't even carried a credit card in my wallet for the last 6 months or so. And same thing with my bank account. That used to be like $4,000, which is not a lot for me to keep in considering my expenses and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it would go up to $6,000, and then I'd spend it on crap. And it would go back down to $4,000 and so forth and back and forth. And now it's, you know, several times that, because I've changed just my ways of being. Is that making sense?
You've changed the way you approach things. You've changed the attitude. You've changed the mindset first, and then you did the same things that you were doing before to get rid of your credit card debt, but it stuck this time.
Yes, because the be, do, have means, you know, be a different person. Be who you need to be to create those things in your life. The doing part is really going out and finding examples of people who live that way and look at the things that they do. Start doing the things that they do. Watch the, you know, their everything about them.
That's always a good idea. Look at successful people and find out what it is that sets them apart from people that are unsuccessful.
Right.
Do that.
I can kind of see in some ways, for me to get ready for my day, I have to have a cup of coffee. First there's wake up, there's hygiene preparation, then there's the cup of coffee.
Wait, Mark, you have to have a cup of coffee?
That's right. That's what I'm telling you.
Have you ever seen a kid get out of bed, a 3-year-old?
Bam, he's up and he's bouncing around.
So what happens?
So it's not really that I have to have the cup of coffee. I've set up
you
my...
You told yourself that.
Right. I've decided that that's how I'm being, that I need a cup of coffee. And sometimes that results in me stopping by someplace that has coffee. Sometimes I brew it myself at my house. But I'm really not ready for the day, in my mind, without that cup of coffee. But in
that
fact,
cup of decaffeinated coffee, right?
Decaffeinated coffee.
that doesn't make, as somebody who drinks coffee every morning, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It could be chai tea. It could be anything. But this, it, you know, well, people can apply this for their work.
How much of it is in your head versus how much is the chemical effect?
I would say largely. I enjoy the coffee.
Decaf. There is no chemical.
The video that I talked about. Let's talk about that for a second. Remember the college kids that got drunk and were served non-alcoholic beer and they still got drunk?
Yes. Someone, that was you that called in about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what they were doing, you know, the secret talks about you live the experience, experience the feelings, the emotions, the thoughts to create what you want in your life. So create a picture for something and then work towards it and focus on it. Well, when those kids went to the party, they were in the party atmosphere. They were smelling the smell of beer. They were drinking it, you know, feeling the cold beer go down their stomach. And sure enough, their body, the law of attraction, created them experiencing the physical sensation of being drunk. There was another guy who got locked in a railroad car, a refrigerated railroad car. And when the engineers opened the door in the morning, he had scratched cold on the wall, and they found him dead, which was a little strange because the refrigeration unit was off.
Wow.
But he had made up in his mind that it was on and that he was freezing, and literally he died of hypothermia.
Hmm.
So that's the power of the mind to really create things.
But at any time, you can just change your mind in an instant. I mean, a smoker can say, you know what, I'm not a smoker anymore. And in an instant, they're not. It will likely require some work on their part, but they make it as hard as they want to make it in quitting.
Yeah, that was the exact same thing for me. It took, I quit twice for 6 months and then went back. I guess that's my racket. I quit smoking twice, two times.
Cut out the cult
months.
Terminology, man.
sorry. But, I was completely off of it, and then I hadn't changed the fact that I don't smoke, that I am a non-smoker, that I live a healthy, smoke-free life. And once I had, you know, that all went away, and I wouldn't even think of smoking cigarettes again.
Very interesting. Very cool. I find this stuff to be absolutely fascinating, though I wonder if there are some limitations to it. I think that if you watch the movie, you mentioned The Secret, and I really like the movie. I think it's got a very positive message. It talks about a lot of the things you've been discussing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to be careful, though, when watching it, because there's sort of a suggestion that all you have to do is, and they do address it to some extent in the movie, but I don't think it's addressed as well as it could be, that all you have to do is change your way of being, and then everything else is going to fall into place. But there is that do factor. There is that you can't just imagine yourself getting rich and not do anything to make that happen. It's not, the money's not going to just fall into your lap. You actually do have to take action.
The biggest mountain is you're thinking about it, though.
What's happening there, though, is you think you're changing. The universe always says yes. You know, if you put out that this is what I want to create in my life, it will create that regardless, hands down. And you're getting exactly what you're asking for right now. What happens is people aren't really conscious of what they're asking for, so they're getting things that they don't want. I'll give you an example out of my life that's going to blow your mind if you want.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. On my vision board, I put up a picture of a nice SUV, a Porsche Cayenne. Within 3 months, I met this girl at a club who I was in a relationship with for a year who drove a Porsche Cayenne. 3 months after that, I'm at dance class. I meet another guy. We become friends. He drives a white Porsche Cayenne. He's from New York. He didn't grow up learning how to drive. He's a horrible driver, so guess who he always has drive when we go out?
Huh.
Me. So, you know, I've borrowed both their cars for the weekend, and the whole time I'm rolling around in them, you know, I'm high-vibing it, experiencing the experience, and what are the odds of meeting two people with $7,000 automobiles that you're going to get behind the wheel of?
Depends on the city you live in.
Definitely.
Pretty darn slim, and that's just cool. And I think there is a factor to putting it out there and getting it back, but you also have to put out some effort as well beyond just envisioning what you want. And
Ian's got a doing racket.
More on the way. You can take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Cut that out.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves, toll-free 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, including the archive, so if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them all right there on the front page of the website. Click and download. There's no charge, there's no logging in, there's no nonsense, no hoops to jump through. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts on what Sam was calling in about a few moments ago, and that is that you have to have your mind in the right place before you go and try to make changes to your life. You may want to make changes, but if you haven't really changed your mindset first, then it's just going to revert. Your life is just going to revert back to the way it was. And I think that's important to point out. But it's also important to know that you can't just change your mind and expect everything to fall into place. You called that a racket earlier, Mark. I don't know what that really means. But, I mean, the fact is, if I want Free Talk Live to hit 150 affiliates by the end of this year, I can really focus on that. But if I don't actually pick up the phone to make calls to radio stations, odds are really against that happening.
Yeah, it's unlikely. But it may be that making telephone calls to radio stations is not the step that you need to take in order to get 150 radio stations on. If you were to look at what it would be like in December of 2008, having 150, you know, December 31st, having 150 stations, what would it be like throughout the year? You'd have to sort of envision that, and that's the visioning process that you had talked about earlier. To some extent, to going from, 32 affiliates we mm-hmm. currently have to 150, that's going to take more than telephone calls. That's going to take stations calling you. And
well, that's true, and that's going to take advertising and other things.
Something. It's going to take something.
It's going to take action, okay? And that's what I'm pointing out here. You having your mind in the right place is an important, critical component to all this. It really is. But taking action is also. I mean, Julia, you have had an incredible level of success at your career in restaurant management. And you have moved up, as I mentioned earlier, you've moved up twice. You moved from associate to shift supervisor to assistant manager in less than 2 years' time. In fact, you moved from shift supervisor to assistant manager in less than the time that the rules say that you can.
Yes.
The rules said you had to be a shift supervisor for a year before you could be an assistant manager. But you knew where you wanted to go. You knew what you had to do to get there, and that was learn the rules and play by them and do what you had to do to impress the management, that to let them know that you knew that you were the right person for this job. If you had just sat there and focused on it and not actually done any of those things, obviously those advancements wouldn't have happened. So there is a critical due component, and that was part of what Sam was talking about. So what was it? What did he say? It was be, do, and then have?
Have. I would think that
I've never heard that before, and I like it.
Yeah, it's very good. But I would say the mostly about what Julia is Julia's been being a manager since she got
since she was an
associate.
Not even a manager. Yeah,
like she's been being that the whole way through, and then that's as the result, the doing came and they saw it and they promoted her.
Exactly. Let's go to your calls about anything. The king of Sakel Mountain is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening?
You know what? I've realized something. I haven't listened to your show very often, but when you have women as guest hosts, it loses its edge. I don't know what's going on up
there.
What
does that mean?
What is that supposed to mean, sir?
I'm not sure. I just want to make a few comments, and I would like one question.
Where'd you get your name from? That's what I'd like to know.
I made that up. You like that?
It's cute.
Yeah, I guess.
Cute. Holy shit.
Hello. See you later. 800-259-9231.
Back tomorrow.
Guess he wanted us to have our edge back or something. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just nonsense. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Julia, do you have anything to say to that guy?
No.
1-800-259-9231.
We don't do the self-help columns all that often, maybe once every couple of weeks or something like that. Maybe
I'd say less often than that.
Less often than that.
I mean, if something good comes up in 2 weeks in a row, then we'll do it. There's just not that much.
I'm just wondering what he's referring to.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Instead of talking about politics.
Yeah,
all the time.
Politics isn't edgy. You need a break sometimes from stuff like that.
Our politics is.
Absolutely. And you're not improving the show by calling in and dropping the S-bomb on the air. I can tell you that, sir. 1-800-259-9231. I thought it was going to be Jason from Sakel CAI.
Yeah, me too.
I was confused. Next time I'll be very careful about that, because I actually took his call sooner than I would have taken Don in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
It's Dan, actually.
Oh, sorry about that, Dan. What's on
your mind? That's all right. Spelled it out. Don't know how it didn't get through, but you guys have been through a lot of stuff since I've been on the line, and I don't touch on all of it, but my original thing was about immigration, because you were talking about that about a little more than an hour ago.
Okay.
And my thought on the whole immigration thing is that, you know, we go back to, you know, the creation of this country and, you know, how, you know, people are endowed by their creator, and I'm not a religious person, so I take that as being whatever I think my creator is, to having inalienable rights, and if that's the case, how does that not apply to people who work their way across the border to try to find some work here and stuff like that? So I'm a person who thinks that the whole, you know, folderol about immigration is a distraction from, you know, more serious issues. And
I can't see how it isn't. How it isn't a distraction. It seems so. It's just like it popped up. It doesn't really affect people's lives largely, and I don't get it.
I don't remember people talking about immigration 5 years ago.
No, it really wasn't an issue back then. It's one of those examples of the politicians bringing it up for the reason I think what you're talking about, Dan, is to distract people, to get them, to give them yet another boogeyman. You know, you've got the terrorists there. Ooh, be scared, Americans. And now it's the immigrants, the brown folk coming across the border. It's an invasion. They've got leprosy, and they're killing dogs, and they're killing your children.
Murdering,
you know?
Groups
and
leprosy.
And as opposed to being trained by and getting passports and coming in with visas, like all the so-called Arab terrorists did for 9/11.
Right, they were legal.
They're working their way across the Rio Grande, barely with enough water and.
Right, also they can come here and pick some onions in a field.
Right, and then get their. Box cutter and,
But they're the enemy, and I think you're absolutely right that people have been totally distracted and they've been just fed so much misinformation about this issue, they just don't get it. These people aren't harming us. They're not harming our economy. They're doing good things. They're filling jobs that, I'm sorry, regular Americans do not want.
The simple solution is that, you know, is Ron Paul. Just stop giving away the store to those that will not work, and the ones that are not contributing won't come over the border. And
you got it.
That's stop the drug war. You don't have to worry about bad guys coming over the border with guns and stuff like that and drugs.
You nailed it, Dan. Thanks for the call, dude. Thanks for your patience tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to take a look at shrine.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We will continue with the phone calls here in a moment. Just a quick thought on that last jackball that called in and said the show's lost its edge when you have a woman on. And I think that I wish he wouldn't have dropped the S-bomb, because I really would have liked to have gotten into his reasons for saying that. I'm guessing he's a misogynist, personally. I think that that he's got something against women in general. He only wants his radio shows to be a sausage party with a bunch of guys on the microphones. And, you know, the fact is, I'm sure there are people out there that feel that like he does, but for every one of him, there are probably at least one or two others that enjoy having a female voice on the show, having a the lady perspective in here in the studio, and I think that we've had plenty of positive phone calls toward Julia being on the program as well. I think she's a valuable addition to the program, and I don't think there's anything less edgy about the show with her on it. I think she's got some really important things to say. If I didn't, I wouldn't have her on here. She's not just here because she's my girlfriend, though that certainly helped. 1-800-259-9231. All right, so we continue with your calls. Let us talk to Paula. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, hon. I'll tell you what, you're right. Your girlfriend is very sweet, and I think it's good that she's on there, because you're right. People need a woman's perspective, too.
Absolutely. That's why you're here, Paula.
Yeah, she's a real sweet lady, hon. I've been listening to her. But anyway, I want to let y'all know that our Undersecretary of State has just resigned.
Which one is this? Who? What?
The Undersecretary of State has resigned.
Now, is that different from the Oversecretary of State?
He's under Condoleezza Rice.
I see.
He just came on C-SPAN a while ago, and he resigned. And anyway, the thing is, I have been...
How is that? Now, is that relevant in any way, shape, or form? I mean, one politician leaves, another one fills his place.
Something's going on, because a lot of people are leaving the administration. So I think, you know, with everything that's been coming out, like, you know, we just found out the other night from Japan that, you know, and we found out who was behind 9/11. It was the president's father and
Hitler. Japan told us that?
And, I mean, a lot is coming down. And matter of fact, he even told why they did it.
Why did
they said
do
they
it?
Were trying to bring about the New World Order, but they said now it's not going to work. So now they said they're going to bring us under Nazism.
Well, I don't know about the whole New World Order thing, but there are definitely people that support Nazism in government. I mean, that's what we were talking about in the second hour of the show, is the socialists are very upset about Ron Paul, and I don't think a lot of people really understand that Nazis stood for the National Socialist Party. So the Nazis were socialists.
Do you know who the Nazis were? Was Hitler and Wilhelm. And do you know who they were? They were princes from the House of David.
Yeah, I'm from the House
family?
Of David.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Paula?
Yeah. This is why GW's dad helped him, because they were family.
Hmm.
And a lot of people, if you got a fax, I could fax it right off our book.
No, I don't. I'm still living in the past in 1970. Yeah. I don't actually have
You know, the thing
number.
Is, and I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but his mom and dad were uncle and niece. This is why he was so mentally screwed up.
Who's uncle and dad? President Bush?
Hitler's was.
Oh, okay.
They were uncle
and niece. Mom and
I mean,
dad.
This intermarriage has been going on for over 2,000 years.
And people don't know this?
A lot of people don't know that.
No, I certainly didn't know it.
It explains a lot of things. Paula, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Incest. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Let's continue.
Don't try that.
Matt in Michigan is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about right-to-work laws today.
Okay, sure.
What do you guys think about that?
Well, what is a right-to-work law? Please explain.
Those are the laws that several states have passed that get rid of closed shops where only employers only hire union members.
So employers are, in some states, are required to hire union members by law?
No. The unions and the employers get together and... They only hire, the employers will not hire anyone who's not part of the union.
Oh, I see. So the right to work allows people to get a job at an employer that previously would have only hired union members.
Right.
Because the union made them do that? Why would an employer want to do that without a law requiring them to do it?
There's different ideas on why they do it. Like, some people think that the union has so much power that they can just force employers to do things like that.
Some unions do, but it seems to me that many employers, like Southwest Airlines, doesn't have, from what I understand, doesn't have union staff, whereas Delta does. How is it that they're able to set up comparative models serving the same public?
I'm not sure. I'm against right-to-work laws, but I've talked to a lot of libertarians who sort of are so anti-union that they go a little overboard and try to crush unions wherever they can.
I think that unions are fine if people that have a common interest want to get together and do whatever it is that they do, you know, have gavels, have drinks, whatever. That's fine with me. I'm not against unions, and I'm not against the Lions Club. Whenever the government is involved and forces, you know, unions and employers to work together, I think that that's the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. So based on what you've described, I would have to be against the right-to-work laws as well. You've got no right to anything as far as working is concerned. You can only you can acquire what you can acquire in the marketplace based on your skill set and what you're willing to work for. And if the employer says that he only hires union, then that's how it is.
Definitely. I entirely agree. I think really a point that a lot of people miss is really the only thing that the laws are going to do is hurt the employers, because the unions can still do, they can still pretty much do the same things to the employers. They can say, we're going to strike if you don't only hire union members, whether there's a law or not. All that the law is going to do is just have people sue the employers.
That's a good point. I don't know how many states have these right-to-work laws.
I know Florida's a right-to-work
state. Is that right?
I believe New Hampshire is, too.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. And those libertarians, you're right. They are misguided. They need to reassess where they're coming from. This is not an anti-union movement. It's an anti-coercion movement. The libertarian movement, the liberty movement, is a movement to remove the initiation of force from our lives. So long as the union's not initiating force, or the business owner, or the government, or whoever it is, isn't initiating force, then we have no say. I mean, we can say what our opinion is, but we can't necessarily side in favor of the initiation of force. And in the case of the right to work laws, those laws are initiating force on those employers. And you're absolutely right, Matt. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We go to Ziggy in the UK, across the pond on the AMP line. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys. Before I say anything else, I just want to say R.I.P. Bobby Fischer.
Oh, Bobby Fischer's dead?
Yeah, he died yesterday.
Who is Bobby Fischer?
He had very weird political views, but when it came to chess.
What happened to him? Julia's wondering who he is. Can you
answer
that,
Ziggy?
The
only thing I know about Bobby Fischer is from that Saturday Night Live episode with the cheerleaders, and I've heard his name, and I can picture the cheer in my head, but I don't know anything about who Bobby Fischer really is.
You want to give her the short version?
In 1972, he played Bobby Spassky for the World Chess Championships, and it was called the height of the Cold War, and Bobby Fischer won.
He's the most famous chess guy.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a movie made about him.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he kind of went mad off.
Yes, he's a nutter, as they would say over the UK.
Very quickly, I'm glad that some points were pointed out about socialism. Being that I was a socialist 20 years ago, I full well know that socialists are actually quite hypocritical. But the worst of the bunch are the libertarian socialists, the anarchists, left-wing anarchists.
I'd like to explain why that is. Hang on. We will bring you back, Ziggy, and take your calls as well. If we've got time for you, I think we can fit everybody in here at this point. Teddy's on the line and Tom as well. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you in the final remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Just enough time for your call, if you make it now.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only a few moments remaining, just enough time for your call, maybe. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, features for free, so enjoy those on us. Want to help support the show, then become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month, and we give you a few perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And what we do with that money, by the way, is we take it in and we use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and get the show on more radio stations around the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So learn more about the program at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
We go back to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, with a few more comments on the socialists. You used to be one, apparently. So go ahead.
Yeah, I have a saying. I used to be a socialist when I grew up. Socialism, it gives easy answers. But then when you look at it closely, they're not that easy.
Right.
But the worst of the bunch are libertarian socialists.
Why is that?
Because basically they go around saying, oh, we want people to be free. And then you go, well, do you want people to be free to own guns? No. Do you want people to be free to be rich? No.
I've never understood how one could call themselves a libertarian socialist in the first place. Isn't that just a contradiction?
Yeah, it's an oxymoron, but go and tell Noam Chomsky that.
Right. It's like a poor white, a poor rich guy. It doesn't make any sense.
Basically. Basically, all I've ever found with socialists is that it's the politics of envy. It's that some other bloke has got a bigger widescreen TV than they have, and they think they're entitled to it.
Mm. And he therefore must be part of the evil bourgeoisie class.
Evil capitalists.
Yeah, you definitely are, Ian and Mike. You are, you know.
I'm feeling evil today.
So, right, they want to use the government to even the playing field, as they so like to say.
And what really, really, really pisses me off is they think they've got exclusive... Basically, they think they're the only people who shout for the poor, as if no one else wants poor people in the world. I don't want poor people in the world.
Right.
I don't think you do either.
Right, as though the people like Bill Gates aren't doing anything for the poor, as though the evil capitalists, the people out there with capital, aren't doing anything for poor people. There are so many different charitable organizations founded by very, very wealthy individuals out there. It's
and
just absurd.
I think that poor people, you know, people that are poor have different interests than people that have a lot of money. I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, they're more interested in drinking beer than paying their rent. Is that, do I have a problem with that? No, I just believe that certain actions have consequences.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I've you know, I see it all the time. You know, I see these people who basically, they get their welfare check, you know, they go and cash it at the post office, and then, you know they're going to be in the pub across the street.
Yeah. Yep, it's the hallmark of a poor person is their priorities with how they handle their money like that. And again, like you
God
say,
bless them.
It's their life. So, hey, have a blast. Enjoy your poverty. You're doing it to yourself. Or then again, there's the government factor as well. They'd be able to buy more beer and cigarettes if they weren't taxed so much. Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight.
Okay,
I appreciate
bye.
It. 800-259-9231. We go to Teddy in San Francisco. Teddy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Teddy's gone. Let's try Tom in New Jersey. The garbage state. Tom.
Hello there, guys. I'm a new listener and amplifier as well. Just discovered you at the Liberty Forum. So,
excellent.
It was a great discovery. I wanted to I heard you, Ian, and Mark having a friendly debate yesterday about the role of government, and it seems like you largely agree, with the exception of the fact that, if I understand your position, Mark, you are basically for the minimization of government, kind of with the exception of a legal system and perhaps some form of national defense. So
yeah, something like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, but Mark's now in favor of secession, so he might be in favor of some form of defense, but maybe not national anymore.
Got it. He's coming around. Well, I got hung up on those same two issues. Sort of like it was easy for me to see how the free market was more efficient than government, except in those areas, and.
Mm-hmm.
I found a couple of ideas that helped me complete my deprogramming, and I thought I'd offer those to Mark as well.
By all means.
Before you go on, what am I going to do for a job once I'm not the small government guy on this show?
Exactly.
So,
self-preservation.
I'm not thinking I'm going to go for your deprogramming.
Confirmation bias, Mark.
Well, you know, one thing that really opened my mind on the concept of national defense being, you know, that it's inefficient to have that be a monopolized government service is, you know, think about 9/11 as kind of a case study for that. If you imagine that we did have a free market and even a security of that magnitude, and there was an insurance company who had the contract to defend the Twin Towers and a security agency to back up that policy. Now imagine the Twin Towers get taken out by, you know, through terrorist means. That company is done. I mean, they are out of business and severely punished by the market. By contrast, because
yeah, but
the
they might not have foreseen. I don't know if that would take them out necessarily. They'd certainly have to pay through the nose in the insurance policy, but they might not have been able to foresee an event like that happening. I think what you should really look at is how the marketplace would provide better security for the airlines. If the airlines wanted to protect themselves, because that's where the problem happened. The problem was the airlines got hijacked. They could have run those airplanes into whatever they wanted to. So really the issue is, what would the marketplace do for airline security? And that would be incredible. There would be competition in that area for the first time ever. So who knows what sort of neat innovations could the airlines would come up with to help their passengers feel more safe.
Absolutely. And I think the same principle applies to the airlines that it does to building security. But in the free market, someone's punished when they have a security breach. By contrast, and when government provides that service, there's actually a perverse incentive for failure because, hey, why did we fail? Well, we didn't have enough money, so let's triple the budget.
Right, yeah, the bureaucracy wasn't big enough. Now we have the Department of Homeland Security, which is one of the biggest federal bureaucracies of them all, and it didn't exist before 9/11. So, yeah, you're right. It gave them the excuse to expand and become ever more intrusive in our lives. And, of course, we've all seen the statistics that show very clearly the TSA doesn't know what the hell it's doing when it comes to actually stopping bombs and knives and guns from getting on airplanes. So despite its drastic increase in size and scope, it hasn't done anything to make anyone more secure. It's just security theater.
Exactly. And with the legal system, I think that's also a difficult concept for even many libertarians to wrap their minds around. How
it
would
took
that
me
be?
A long time. It was not easy at all. I totally am.
I can kind of get it with the legal system, but well,
yeah,
I can say it wasn't
we
easy.
We basically have a fairly thriving judiciary private judiciary in this country through arbitration. I mean, most business agreements at this point have an arb clause in them because nobody in the right mind wants to go into court if they can avoid it because,
yeah,
because of the inefficiencies. So we basically have a parallel private judiciary that's very successful.
Yeah, well, the arbitrator wants to hear your case sooner rather than later because they've got a contract. I mean, they want to have good customer service. They want to have a reputation for being speedy and efficient, whereas
exactly.
The government just claims it's going to be speedy.
You know, the other issue
I heard you guys talking about yesterday is, well, you know, if there were private, you know, enforcement agencies, well, how would they relate to each other? Because I would say I have a claim against you, and you would say you have a claim against me. How do we handle that? Well, that's a real issue that people face today because the nations are all anarchistic with regard to one another. So if I am suing a Frenchman, I can get a judgment on him here, but then I've got to go to, in order to get his assets, I've got to go to a French court and then prove to them the merits of my case before I'd be able to actually effect any kind of legal recourse in his jurisdiction. So
well,
I think there's already
a
successful model for how that plays out.
Why not just go to a French court in the first place?
Well, because the you know sometimes you'll sue where the damage occurred, and then bring the claim to their native jurisdiction. And it depends on which country has jurisdiction on the matter that's in dispute.
Now you're touching on my real issue with the whole no government entirely thing. Is I believe that humans like government. They like being able to tell other humans what to do. And if you get rid of the government that we currently have...
Or do they like to be told what to do?
I don't know what they like, but they do like killing each other. And they're willing to do it. And if we get rid of the government we currently have, you're going to have another one at some point in some manner or another. You know, somebody's going to try to usurp that power. I don't know how, but I fear what that result is. I think the market can take care of providing all services.
I'm sorry, did I speak over someone?
Yeah, I was saying I think the market can provide all these services that you're talking about. It's my concern is somebody's going to take over.
Well, I think you're absolutely. I'd really agree with you 100% on that point. I think, you know, to have a system, a service that's currently being rendered by government be abolished and then have some kind of vacuum in the marketplace may have an unhappy result. So I think the best thing we can do as libertarians is lobby for at least competition in against these government services. I mean, surely if the government says we are the best provider of this service and this must be government service because that's the way it's most provided most efficiently, then surely they should have no problem with me burning my own capital to provide a competitive service.
Compete in the marketplace, but I think as we'll find out, the government hates competition and will do everything it possibly can to prevent competitors from coming into its field because the competitors will just make it look awful. Great call, man. Thanks for making it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We will join you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.